Welcome back to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. I'm Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore Team. You can contact us anytime at our website, kenmoreteam.com, or feel free to try me on my cell phone at 727-8977. We always like to start the show by thanking the radio station for working to make this happen and our very own running the board co-host, Mr. John McKay. John, how are you this week?
Ready to learn more about real estate.
Well, it is. There is a lot of it happening right now. That is absolutely for sure. We have with us our in-house lending specialist, Mr. Tom Coyne at Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
Lance, I am fantastic.
Well, very, very good. Thanks for being back in here. I know it's been a busy couple weeks for both of us. Sun's back shining again, and the traffic is incredible.
Yeah, it is. I think a lot of people are out there enjoying their extended vacations here for Memorial Day weekend.
They will be for sure.
And we'll kick ours off since we're done here with the show.
Well, yeah, I think there's some work to be done. So we are in town, and we've got quite a few showings and stuff set up. It is one of those busy weekends where a lot of people are coming and visiting the Tri-Cities, and so some of our agents are definitely working to help make those showings happen, and I think there's going to be quite a bit of property still sold this weekend as the market continues to be very, very hot.
And you guys are workaholics.
Yes, and we're a little bit of that also. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story, and this one is really, really interesting. Off of Zillow, we have Michael Jordan slashing the price on his Chicago area estate. We've reported on this property before, but it has never been this cheap before. It actually, the property has now been put on the market for $14.8 million just outside of the Chicago suburbs. But let me tell you, it is a 56,000 square foot home. With 9 bedrooms, 17 bathrooms, and naturally a full-size basketball court.
I was going to say.
With locker rooms and showers. So, I mean, the place is absolutely incredible. It started earlier this year, it was at $16 million. It started in 2012 when we first reported on it at $29 million.
Oh.
And now they've slashed the price to $14.855. Now, you might ask, why $14.855? Because those numbers add up to
2023.
So, yes, real estate does.
I'm not that good at math. It was just a guess.
Real estate does crazy stuff like that sometimes. But it was, he tried to auction it off a year ago with a $13 million minimum bid. He's not too far away from the minimum bid on the auction price. So, but, you know, there's only, you get to markets like that, and there's only a select few.
Comps.
There's probably none.
The Sears Tower.
But a select few buyers that can pull that off.
Here's what I'm picturing right now. 17 toilets. And if the water is anywhere like it is here, it's got hard water. And if you don't use those toilets, they start looking awful after a short period of time. So it'd be a full-time job just cleaning the toilets.
You're going to need $100,000 to invest in CLR.
The maintenance alone would just be, I mean, I'd hate to think how many employees it would take just to maintain the ground. So very interesting. Select few buyers that can pull that off, but it is very fun to look at the pictures of that. Obviously, price is going to be king in that situation, and it'll be interesting to see what that finally ends up selling for. So we always like to take a look at what's going on in the market. We've talked about how hot the market is. We talked about new construction becoming quite an option for people, because if you can't find a resale house that fits your needs, then you've got to look at new construction, evaluating that, and then kind of contrasting and comparing that to what your options are. And we've ran into a lot recently of people that just, when they start the process, if they don't do it every day, they don't quite understand exactly how that is set up with the agents, and especially how we're set up on the Kenmore team. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today that people sometimes don't understand, and that is buyer agency representation. A lot of times people think, gosh, you know what? I'm going to sell my house, so I'm going to give Lance a call and call him up, have him come over, take a look at the house, price it out, interview him. And then we're going to sign a contract so that he can get that thing listed and on the market and help me get it sold. The process on the buy side is not customarily not followed quite in that same fashion, but when done correctly, can be to the point where you are interviewing somebody that you want to be your buyer's agent. And then you're also entering into a contractual relationship with that agent to specifically be your buyer's agent, spell it out contractually, and hire them to help you find the proper house. And even though that's not common practice in the Tri-Cities market, it is in other metro markets, and that trend is kind of growing that way as it comes here. What that does is that really helps an agent commit resources to you as a buyer. And so we spell that out very carefully in our pledge to our buyers. And then at the same time, we talk to our buyers about the advantages of doing this, because a lot of times people say, well, gosh, I've just called, you know, 20 different signs and I've gone and looked at two houses here with one agent and two with another. What happens in those situations is you don't develop that consultative partnership with one agent that has looked at everything you've looked at and then helped you evaluate and make those choices based upon seeing that. If you're going about it the other way, it's hard for somebody to know, did you see the best thing over here in West Pasco, or did you see the best thing over here in Kennewick? And then compare that to your needs and wants list and what you're looking for. So we always, I was going to go over, we always throw out our pledge to home buyers. And that is, number one, to exclusively represent your interest, the home buyer. The second thing that's really important to us is that we're keeping confidential your financial information and price intentions. And whenever available, we will try to share with you the seller's motives when we're representing you as a buyer. Number three, we have to counsel you to help you determine the type and location of property that'll meet your needs. One of the things about it is we do hundreds of these a year, where you're going to do one every 5 to 7 years. It's just, if you're not doing it every day, there are new technologies that have come out. There might be studies that are going on with the area that you're looking at. There might be changes in the school boundaries. And not knowing where to go and research this type of information can really become a major problem for the buyer. The second benefit that we really have that I always like to go over with people is that when you have hired a buyer's agents like that to work on your behalf, they're not just seeing homes that are on the market in the MLS. They're also helping you evaluate those choices versus, say, for sale by owners. Because you, when you're going into that situation, if you don't have that representation, it's very difficult to know, is that for sale by owner priced properly? Did they do a market analysis like a professional agent would have to come up with that price? As your representative, that buyer agent can help you make that determination. And one thing that really this week made me want to bring this topic to the show is we had two different buyers this week that had both found for sale by owners, and they're like, we found the perfect house, it's exactly what we want, they're asking X. And that's always a little bit surprising to us, because we're like, gosh, that, you know, if that has everything you want, let's look at it, because I'm surprised it's still available. And then when we finished those evaluations, in both cases we found that both of those for sale by owners were $20,000 to $25,000 overpriced for the comparable properties. And if our buyers didn't know that based upon that analysis, one of the things that just makes us cringe sometimes is in a private sale like that, seeing somebody that's overpaid that much for a home and then needing to resell it a couple years down the road. That's just really, really tough, where we could have prevented that with some good comparables, working like an appraiser does to back up that value. I just thought, okay, I really need to get with our audience and say, here's why you need a buyer's agent. The third thing that I wrote down, too, that comes into play is aiding in the negotiation of that reasonable and fair purchase price, knowing what to expect during negotiations, and then working with, like Tom, with your lender at Umpqua to really say, what do we need to accomplish for this buyer? What price point do they need to be at? How much closing costs do they need? Are they properly disclosing their loan type and their evidence of funds to the seller? All of these things come into consideration. Your buyer's agent really becomes your very own personal shopper. And then we're taking that a step farther than most agents will. And we're saying not only are they your personal shopper, we're cementing that relationship contractually so that you don't have to worry about that as you move forward in the process. And so very, very different than a lot of people see in the local market. And a lot of people say, well, gosh, why do I need that contractual relationship? Well, in our situation, from our side of the fence, we feel you need it because we're going to be investing a lot of time, money, and research into that equation. Because of those situations, and before we stand up and make that commitment, we just ask for the same commitment back from the buyers. It really opens the line of communication up so that we can help them the best. And so if you are thinking about buying in the next couple months, you want to seriously look and hire somebody to be in your corner, solidify that relationship. I would love to introduce you to, we have some amazing buyer agents on our team. We have 5 buyer specialists that cover areas from new construction, resale, different aspects of the cities. We can put you with a buyer's agent that is best suited to help you find your perfect house and represent your best interests. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how those buyer's agents work with Tom in that process to make sure in this market you're getting the house that you want to get.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about some great local trends in the market. We've also been talking today about contractual buyer representation. When you're treating the process a little bit differently than most people think about, when you're picking your agent to use to help you look for homes, to help you make that decision on which property you're going to put an offer in, and really cementing that relationship with your agent. We really specialize in that role as helping those buyers out. We've felt over the years that we can break that up, and then our buyer's agents can do a much better job on helping somebody find a house when that is all that they have to worry about is with the client, which house do I need to find? They're not worried about inspections on another house. They're not worried about getting those documentations to the lender. We have other documentation specialists that do that. Their only job is to help you find the perfect house, negotiate the best possible deal, and help you as a buyer do that. It is a super unique setup that gives you as the buyer a huge advantage, especially in a competitive market. One of the first things, though, that we're always telling our buyers is as soon as we have that relationship established, you've hired us, we say, number one, let's get the financing taken care of. Let's get you over to Tom at Umpqua. Let's get settled in there so that when we do find what we want, because we're so focused, we can make a great offer. So I'm going to turn it over to Tom to talk a little bit about how things have been going in lending and what's going on with you over at Umpqua, Tom.
You know, Lance, what I've been getting calls on lately is from, you know, your team or other agents, and they say, hey, we're getting ready to write this offer right now, and we want to try to be as competitive as possible. So how quickly can you close this? Because the quicker you can close, a lot of times the more attractive the offer looks. And there's a lot that goes into the loan process, and I have clients ask, hey, why does it take 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 30 days to close a transaction? And then we talk about all the different steps and all the different people and all the third parties that are involved. So I want to talk today about what is the loan process from start to finish and how we kind of try to streamline things so we can close quick when we get into a situation where, like, we're seeing a lot lately with how competitive the market is, where we need to do a quick closing. So the first step, and you want to get this done and out of the way before you ever start looking for the house, and that's coming in and getting pre-approved. We're going to review all your income and asset documentation and any other thing that needs to be addressed based on your financial situation. And we're going to then start discussing what are your different options, what are the various programs, loan terms. Maybe you want to look at FHA or conventional or 5% down or 10% down or look at a zero down loan. We're going to go through all those different options and be able to issue you an approval letter. You then have that approval letter in hand. So when you're out there and you find that perfect house with the Kenmore team and you're ready to write that offer, you're doing it in confidence, knowing exactly what to expect on the home. You know what your payment's going to be. You know you're going to be qualified for it. And then maybe even more importantly, the seller knows that you're qualified for it, because that's what's going to make you look like you have a favorable offer in when you're competing with other home buyers. So once you do find that home and the seller accepts your offer, you go under contract. I get that contract sent over to me by the Kenmore team, and we'll look at getting your interest rate locked in. Now, when we lock in an interest rate, that is for a specified period of time. So let's say we have a 3-week closing. We're going to do a 30-day rate lock, and that guarantees that that rate we're locking you in at is going to be the rate you have at the end of the build. So when you come in and you initially get pre-approved before you find a house, we'll quote you current rates as of that time. But a rate lock is tied to a specific property. So until you're under contract and you have a property, we don't have an address to tie that rate lock to, so your rate floats. So when you go under contract, that's the first point where you can look at getting that interest rate locked in. The market has been very volatile lately. I would absolutely recommend locking as quick as you possibly can right now. Could rates go down? Sure. But there is so much more room for them to go up than there is for to go down.
Yeah, and we appreciate you coming in earlier this week. You talked to my whole team about that, came over and gave an update about that at our office. So, yeah, that communication is key. We're all on point with the volatility that's out there right now.
You know, we've had multiple days where we're seeing 3 or 4 different sets of rates in a day. So I'll be quoting a rate at 9, and at 9:45 we get a rate change, and they've just gone up.
Yep, so thanks for keeping a close eye on that.
Yeah, no problem. So once you lock that interest rate in, and we'll disclose your loan, that's all the paperwork you're going to come in and sign. You sign those documents. Maybe there's a couple documents that we missed at application that we needed you to bring in. We're then ready to start processing your loan. So our first step is to get all those third parties rolling. So we're going to get all of the information out to the title company so they can prepare a title policy. We'll look to order the appraisal as long as the inspection's been done. We won't order the appraisal until the inspection's done, because what if you find something on the inspection and it causes you, maybe this isn't the right house for me. Well, we don't want to have to waste your money on the appraisal. So we'll wait to order the appraisal until that inspection's completed. And then we have to get several verifications. So one is a verification of Social Security number. A lot of times we'll get a verification of employment. And we'll get tax return transcripts from the IRS to verify that the tax returns you gave us as well as filed with IRS. So there's a number of things that are going to be required in processing that's just kind of standard on every form or every application. So we get those started on day one. It's the very first thing we do, because a lot of them could take a couple weeks to get back, like the appraisal. So the sooner we start those in the process, the better prepared we are to be able to close on time. Then my processing team gets the file, and their job is to just get that loan ready to go to underwriting. And they'll be sitting there waiting for all the verifications to come in, the title report to come in. They'll review the title report, make sure there's nothing on there. They'll be waiting for those verifications of employment from your employer. They'll be reviewing bank statements. Their job is just to make it as easy as possible in underwriting. So one thing that we really focus on is the experience with the client. And everyone's heard it. You know, I bought a house and it was an absolute nightmare getting my loan.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, everyone's here. I've heard it, you know, unfortunately. And our goal is that everyone leaves a transaction and they say, that went way easier than I ever expected it could. And that's what we want. And our processors are integral in making that happen. The smoother and more complete the file is and going into underwriting, the smoother it is coming out of underwriting, the fewer documents we have to get from the client, and the faster we can close. So once they have everything they need to get to the underwriter starts reviewing it, and they're the kind of final set of eyes that looks at a file. They want to make sure that it fits in all the guidelines, that we've gotten all the documentation we need. And once they've done that, they'll issue us a loan approval. Once we have that full loan approval, we're ready to draw documents. Those documents are then sent to an escrow company. The escrow company is selected by the Kenmore team, and you'll go there, you'll sign all your final paperwork. Those documents come back to us. overnighted, and we will fund and close your loan the next day. Now, when I say we fund the loan, that means we physically have wired the loan money out to the escrow company. They then go and do all their disbursements. They're going to pay the seller, maybe the existing lien holder, and they'll go down to the county and record your deed of trust, which gives you legal ownership, and the house is done. So there's a lot of moving parts that go through that process, and our job is to pull it all together, pull all these different parties together, and make sure we get from A to B as quickly and easily as possible. So if you are going to be buying a house, you want to see how that process would look for you, what your different options are, feel free to call anytime. Be happy to help.
Tom, thanks for that information. And it's funny, when you were going over that, it made me think about earlier this week, we had a transaction that then had three closings deep that was contingent upon. So you've got a buyer at the very end that's like, okay, the buyer of house number one needs to close. We then need to take that those funds and wire them to another company. Now that loan can be closed with the house number two. And then finally, the third person in the chain can get moved. I mean, it's kind of like you have U-Haul moving trucks, mm-hmm. you know, all at a starting line waiting for the funding to happen, and then they can race out to their homes. So it is when you add two or three transactions to that process, you're just multiplying and quadrupling the number of details that have to happen. So sometimes it is definitely like a major theatrical production mm-hmm. getting all of that to line up. But having a lender that you can call, find things out about, see where things are, like Tom and his team at Umpqua, makes a huge, huge difference. Couple things to note here as we get close to winding down here. I always like to get our property in. Those amazing new listings that we have ready to go. And pick number one this week is 6115 Kent Lane. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath home in West Pasco. It's almost 3,000 square feet. It's got hardwood floors. It's got the open living room, gorgeous gas fireplace, custom kitchen with granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, large master suite, dual sink vanity, large shower. You're getting all of this, and we're coming in priced in West Pasco there at $279,900 for wow. just under 3,000 square feet. So 6115 Kent Lane, that is a beautiful large family home. Pick number two we have out in Benton City. This is 706 Saturn Avenue in Benton City. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home in a super quiet, great Benton City neighborhood. 1,348 square feet. You've got the great room concept open to the kitchen and the breakfast bar, tile flooring. You've got a den and bonus room off of the kitchen with a slider. The master suite has its own private bath, fully fenced backyard. Big back gate for RV parking access, fire pit area, and we're coming in on all this at $155,000. So great, great newer home out there in Benton City, 706 Saturn Avenue. And then pick number three, I've got 6211 Buena Court. This is probably, I think, one of the best deals in West Pasco that we've put on the market. Three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler with a family room, with a formal dining room, two blocks from the river. This house is 1,944 square feet on one level. We've got granite countertops, tons of counter space. We've got an expanded back patio, fully fenced backyard, room for a pool or a shop. It's got all the city services. And so we're coming in priced on that at $239,900. So for that big half-acre almost style lot at $239,900 in West Pasco, that is absolutely a fantastic, fantastic deal. As we've talked today, we've talked a lot about buyer representation in these transactions, how our buyer agents can best help and best serve you. One of the things to mention for sure, especially because we have a lot of amazing categories of workers in our community, we are running neck and neck this year to be one of the top affiliates in the nation for Homes for Heroes, meaning our real estate team is we're in a race to see who can give back the most amount of money to their community, and we're in the top five right now out of 1,700 for the nation. So I'm pushing this really hard, and this is just a reminder to everybody, buyers you know that are in the category of healthcare workers, education, our teachers, police, fire, and military, They fall under our Homes for Heroes rebate program, and that is a 25% commission rebate directly back to the heroes for the purchase of a property. So if you have any buyers in those categories looking to purchase a home, they're not with the Kenmore team, please let them know to talk to us about this program, those savings that they can get towards the purchase of their home. I definitely am competitive and want to win this race to beat out. There's a gal in South Carolina that I think works near a military base. And yes, I want her to help as many heroes as she possibly can, but I also want to beat her. So Rowena Patton, I'm coming for your title. And we want to be known as the community that helped the most amount of heroes purchase homes and give back this year. On top of that, Tom being a great, amazing lender over here, they throw in basically a free appraisal with that. They've got a $500 credit for those same heroes. So the amount of savings is huge. We want to win. And there's a national conference, and I'd love nothing more for Tom and I to go to that and get the award as the top affiliate team putting that together. So we're well on our way. Help us finish out the second half of the year. Please refer those buyers over to us. We'll take amazing care of them. If you have any questions about this buying process that we went through today, please go to our website at kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us an email, register, we'll get you over to Tom, get those applications done, help you find that perfect house this Memorial Day weekend. And once again, just thank you for all of our heroes and what you've done for the community. And we will be right back here next Saturday.
Right here on News Talk 870.